iron deficiency, anemia, is the most common micronutrient disorder in the world, according to the World Health Organization. People with iron deficiencies are constantly tired, get weak and dizzy, and in the long term, they can suffer from serious heart problems. Because of this, anemia damages the health and socioeconomic well-being of millions of people around the globe. Many people in industrialized countries have iron deficiencies as well, but it's more prevalent in poor countries. In Cambodia, for instance, iron deficiency is a serious problem. More than half of children under the age of 5 are anemic. Government health services and NGOs have been trying to address the problem for a long time with supplement pills and other methods. But a new approach is now getting attention in Cambodia. It involves a small iron fish that can be put into cooking pots. Early tests have been encouraging. And as Kyle James reports, if the little fish proves a success, the simple method to boost iron intake could be exported to other countries around the world.
In the rural Cambodian village of Prehok East 1, Sot Sokern is making lunch for her family. She stirs a pot of steaming banana flowers. At one point, Sokern drops a piece of metal in the shape of an iron fish into the bubbling water. She says ever since she's been doing this, her and her family's health has improved.
The fish contains iron and adds iron to the food I cook. Since I've been using it, I feel like I have more energy and I'm not as pale and dizzy as I used to be. My mood has improved too.
That little iron fish, about the size of a bar of soap, is a potentially powerful tool to fight the serious problems of iron deficiency and anemia in Cambodia. 55% of kids under the age of 5 and more than 40% of pregnant women here don't get enough iron. That's bad for physical and mental development. It causes fatigue and hurts motor skills and has long-term consequences for productivity. Ho Kroon is the deputy country director at Helen Keller International, an NGO that works in the field of nutrition in Cambodia. He says the causes of anemia can vary, but diet in Cambodia is one of the big culprits.
Traditionally, you know, Cambodian people eat vegetable, fruit, you know, and rice, but those are not really diversified. For example, probably they eat, but, you know, it less quality. They eat some fish, some vegetable, but not enough to provide enough iron for the body need.
With traditional food, many people here simply don't get enough micronutrients, especially iron. So that's the challenge. How do you get iron to people whose diets don't have enough of it?
An interesting way would be to take advantage of the adventitious source of iron that you can actually get from just cooking with iron.
That's Lauren Ramsey. She's a graduate student in science at the University of Guelph in Canada and researches micronutrients. She's also a member of the team trying to get the little iron fish in as many Cambodian cooking pots as possible. The fish is the brainchild of Christopher Charles, a biomedical researcher who worked in Cambodia. When thinking about the problem of iron deficiency, he first thought one solution might be iron pots. During the cooking process, the iron would leach out of them and into the food. But Cambodians don't like iron pots. They're too heavy and they rust. Then Charles came up with a simple idea of adding a piece of iron to boiling water. Still, women didn't love the idea of an ugly piece of metal cooking with their soups.
So why don't we make this more culturally appropriate? So he tested lots of different designs, such as a lotus flower and different fish, until he came up with a type of fish, trai, which is a local Cambodian fish, and it often symbolizes luck.
And the Lucky Iron Fish Project was born. Iron deficiency rates in the villages where the metal fish were used started dropping significantly.
There were tests done on hemoglobin concentrations and serum ferritin, which can show you the changes in anemia status. And over the course of the trial, anemia was reduced by half.
And plopping an iron fish into a pot with a little lime juice to help absorption is easier than some other iron delivery systems. Taking iron pills can be very effective, and they're the best plan for severely anemic people, but they can upset stomachs. That means some people stop taking them. Plus, they're relatively expensive, about $2.50 per family member per month. A lucky iron fish can be had for $5, and it lasts 5 years, Ramsey says, without the side effects. In a workshop outside of Phnom Penh, Showers of sparks shoot out of a furnace. Two men pour molten iron from it into nearby molds. This is where the iron fish are made, recycled from old car parts. Today, two workers are splitting up metal brake pads before dumping them in the furnace. Lao Fun runs the metal shop with her husband.
I use it myself, and I think it works since I can see a change in my family's health. Now all I can do is provide high-quality metal fish. The scientists need to do more research on it.
And that's what researcher Lauren Ramsey is doing now. More study.
I think everyone's first question is, does it actually work? It's just so simple. It's really hard to believe.
The Cambodian government and some bigger NGOs are still a little skeptical. They want more proof before signing on to the idea. Right now, they're still focused on a strategy of improving diets and providing iron supplements to pregnant women. But if the controlled trial Ramsey's working on now, involving 10 villages, shows conclusive results, that strategy might change. Back in Prek Ho East Village, the fish are facing another hurdle, says village chief San Sun, the price. While $5 for 5 years' use might seem like a bargain, it's a big investment for many people here.
When I see people looking pale and exhausted, I recommend they use the iron fish. But people want to see its effectiveness first, and they say they need to save up the $5 to buy it. I want them to use it, but they say they need to get more money.
But for Suk Sukun, who's finishing up making her family's lunch, the investment is worth it.
I don't mind the price. I get a lot of benefits from it, so I think it's worth it. I've told my neighbors about my experience with it. A lot of them like the idea, and several families have started using it. But some still think it's a little weird to put a metal fish in your pot.
The Lucky Iron Fish Study won't be wrapped up until May next year. But the project got a boost last month when it was honored by former U.S. President Bill Clinton. If the new study results are positive, the idea might well travel beyond Cambodia's borders. And if it's to an arid country where fish might not be common, no problem. The iron fish can simply be changed into another symbol of luck. Kyle James, DW Radio, in the village of Prek Ho East, Cambodia.